pricey but extremely popular, the American Girl dolls all come with a detailed story describing the doll's pretend life. The company's new Mexican-American doll moves out of a largely Hispanic Chicago neighborhood called Pilsen, described in the fictional account as dangerous. Elected Illinois officials took umbrage at the characterization of the real town. In a letter to company officials, U.S. Representative Luis Gutierrez says he finds the portrayal insulting and inaccurate. American Girl spokeswoman Stephanie Spanos says that wasn't the intention.
American Girl has been applauded for making a Mexican-American doll, and it's very unfortunate that this brief passage taken out of context has generated this criticism.
The criticism is extended to the critics themselves. A Chicago Sun-Times columnist who often writes about violence says it's natural for politicians to defend their turf, but Mary Mitchell says those offended by a fictional account describing Pilsen as dangerous are in denial. She concedes the area is getting better, property values are rising, and the overall crime rate is going down. However, violence persists.
We're talking about little girls, seven-year-old girls getting shot just playing on their front porches. This is what we're talking about, and that's a dangerous situation.
Marisol eventually moves to the suburbs. The award-winning author Gary Sato, who created Marisol's story for American Girl, says the parents' concern for their daughter's well-being has been misconstrued by politicians. Gutierrez has invited American Girl officials to come to Pilsen to see what he describes as top-notch playgrounds and excellent public transportation. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.